As part of our Braille 200 celebrations, we are visiting Uddingston Grammar near Glasgow. We're chatting with Cara Murphy, and last time we spoke, we learned a little bit more about how Cara uses Braille in her everyday life. We're back once again. Cara, thanks for joining us. So just remind us again, what was the decision that you made to come to Uddingston Grammar, and what was the decision you made to take up Braille?
I made the decision to come to Uddingston Grammar because when I found out all the support I would get, I just knew that it was going to be really beneficial to me. And I think I realised that large print was just getting really difficult when I had so much of it to read, and then trying to keep up with my class, and then Braille got introduced to me, and I thought, let's try this to see if it makes it any easier for me.
You're now in secondary school. Now, people probably think about Braille. You can read books and you can write as well, but there's also different versions of it, different languages. There's mathematical, there's scientific. How do you balance that, learning those different styles? Because you're learning your subjects as well.
So in the vision support team, there are specialist teachers that help support me with my Braille learning. So every day I've got a period of additional learning time in my timetable to practice my mathematic Braille and learning all the different symbols. For example, plus, minus, multiply, divide, percentage, degrees. In terms of science, I study biology. I feel like the Braille I've already learned, I can input that into biology because you're mainly working out percentages and averages as well.
Could you give us an example? So when I think of Braille, Cara, I think of a dice. You've got the six dots. If I said to you, what does the letter C look like?
Yeah, so a C is the top two dots horizontal, which is dots 1 and 4.
What about an example of something you'd use in maths?
So an equal sign is dot 5, and then it's the bottom four dots of a Braille cell, so dots 2, 3, 5, 6. So it's like a lower G in Braille.
As you travel through the years at high school, then you're learning new Braille. So how does the school support you with that?
As I move up the school into the senior years, I'll still have the support and all the resources I need. But hopefully by the time I reach my later years in the school, to be able to work independently. And I also get Braille homework to practice as well. Just like small key points to help improve.
Have you noticed since you started at Uddingston that you're getting faster at reading and writing Braille?
I remember when I first started, like my reading was, I'll be honest, it was terrible. Like it was really bad. And I hated reading Braille because I wasn't very good at it. And I preferred writing, and then done a bit of work on it, and it's definitely got faster. Back in second year in English, we read Matilda. I did quite enjoy the book, but I did think, because my reading in Braille still wasn't great, I did find it quite difficult. So we had to write an essay on the book at the end of it. And I did think it was quite good typing it in Braille. But I think if I had to do it again now, I'd see a big improvement in my Braille typing and reading.
Over the years then at the school, have you used different types of IT for your Braille?
Yeah, so I started off using a Polaris, and quite recently I've moved on to a Brilliant with a Windows laptop.
Two different pieces of equipment there. What are the differences between those? Why is one better than the other, or maybe one preferred more than the other?
The Polaris, the way I think about it is it's like a Braille computer, and it's got like the basic apps on it, like your word processor, email. But the Brilliant with the laptop, it's just got a lot more features. Both of them have got a refreshable Braille display, but the Brilliant has got a larger number of cells, which means I can read more at the one time compared to the Polaris. But hopefully I might be starting to use JAWS, which is a screen reader.
So there will be quite a transition of different products then as you go through school. Are you going to be doing exams and prelims and things as you go through the years? You'll be using your Braille then too, but are there things put in place just to give you extra support through that time?
Yeah, so for prelims and exams, all the visually impaired pupils get to come up to the vision support base, and they'll have all their adapted resources, and they'll get extra time as well.
we are going to come back to you a bit later in the year and learn a bit more about your exam experiences. But looking out with school then, so everyday life, do you think Braille has a place there? Would you use it more if there was more of it?
I think I would definitely use it more, but I feel there's not much Braille outside of school, and I think that's something that there should be more of. An example would be having Braille menus in restaurants. I think that would be great because it would just allow me to be able to read like the menu independently and not have someone read it to me.
Do you think if the general public had a better understanding of Braille, that might improve things, I'm thinking again, outside of school?
So I mentioned Braille menus earlier, and I think if more sighted people knew about Braille, they would help encourage more places to put Braille menus in place. And obviously sport's a big part of my life as well, as I do athletics. I've not been to many sport facilities or venues that have had Braille in place, and I think if it was in more sport facilities, it would make a massive difference and it would just be more accessible to me.
Just finally, Cara, if I was to ask you for some words of wisdom for people out there, I suppose of all ages then, who may have failing eyesight, Braille may be an option for them, but they don't feel they're ready maybe to take that step, what would you say to them?
Don't hesitate, give it a go and see where it takes you. And don't think you're different because you're using a different way to read and write. And don't worry if it takes you a long time to learn, because there are benefits.
Some wise words there, Cara. We are going to come back to you after your exams and we'll have another chat to see how you got on with Braille. But for the moment, thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.